Ray Foley.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon on Today FM.
Hello there! We're live. Give us a whoop whoop.
Whoop whoop whoop.
Oh, I'm like a devil today.
A devil?
Oh. I'm like a devil today.
Are you full of devilment?
Oh, no, I'm not. No, I'm just like a devil. I'm like a demon.
Are you like a wagon?
I'm like a wagon.
A weapon?
A weapon.
Right.
Oh, I'm like a devil today. Do you know what we need, actually?
What's that?
We need an exercise to change your mood. We need an exercise to change my mood.
So
we need
an exercise?
Yeah, because, you know, I got 2.5 hours of radio to do. I got to spice up the nation radio-wise. So I need an exercise to change. This is the only, by the way, this is the only exercise. Set your Apple Watch now.
Okay. Is this going to give me a six pack in 6 weeks?
No, this is an exercise to change your mood. You ready?
Right.
Follow this lady's instructions.
Yeah. Okay, just do what I do.
Okay.
Ha.
I'm actually properly enjoying myself now, though. Really, yeah, I'm like, it worked.
My abs are working as well.
This is an amazing way to change your mood. It works every single time.
Do you know what?
Try.
I just did, love. It was lovely. Alright, here's something else that might change your mood. Thousands of euro. Said I made you look. Megan Trainor made you look on Today FM. Play the music you love. Alright, good afternoon. It's Tuesday. It's a short week. Hallelujah. Can I get a hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How are you doing? Oh, my word. The gang's all here. So what was that? That was the lady with the exercise. An exercise to change your mood.
Okay, just do what I do.
Yeah.
Ha.
And I was in a fouler of a mood.
You were in a tear, yeah.
I was in a dreadful mood. And I just did the exercise and I feel a lot better. Patrick's over there. Patrick? That sounds kind of sinister, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Somewhat creepy there, Patrick.
Today FM.
It was sinister.
Do you know what, Patrick? I'm going to keep that as a jingle. That's because I'm going to be a perfect jingle for us.
Today FM.
Well played, sir. Well played. I know what it has caused my bad mood, though. That's the great thing. I mean, you got to work out what it is that's causing your moodiness.
Address the issue.
And then you can address the issue. And I know exactly, I can pinpoint it.
Can we talk about this?
I'm happy to talk. Happy to share.
All right.
I want to share. Do you know what's causing my bad mood today?
What's that?
Apple tart. I've eaten too much apple tart and I'm like
boo-hoo.
I'm like a devil.
You've had a reaction to apple tart.
No, I've had a dreadful reaction. I've had a terrible reaction. The apple tart. Do you ever eat too much? Oh. Particularly apple tart, and you go, yeah. Oh God, I need to go to bed. I can't go on the radio, I have to go to bed. Oh Jesus, I've had too much apple tart. Do you ever have a goo, an unusual goo? Are you familiar with is goo a Dublin term?
I don't know, actually, but I am familiar with it.
You're familiar with the goo,
yes,
yeah.
Yes.
I have a several weeks long goo with several different things I get a random goo for, depending on the time of the year, usually, right?
Yeah.
So I've got, actually text us in with your goos, right? 0874 100 102.
Minus chocolate milkshakes for no apparent reason.
So you'll go through like a few weeks of like, I have to have a chocolate milkshake.
Yep.
You start fantasizing about it. You start obsessing on, you're sitting at home watching the telly and the next thing you're like, I got to go to McDonald's. I want to get in a Supermax. Eddie Rockets. I need an Eddie Rockets. Oh my sweet Jesus. I need an Eddie Rockets. Got to get a chocolate milkshake. Until you have to get dressed, leave the house and go and get a chocolate milkshake.
Scratch the itch. Yeah.
I get it with hot dogs.
Interesting.
Like regular. Oh. Yeah, hot dogs. Like even supermarket or, you know, like little pack, you know, the packets of Frankfurters. It has to be a Frankfurter and Bundy's and ketchup and that, you know, that very mild mustard that they use on
not
hot dogs.
Not Dijon, is it?
No, it's French's. It's like a mild American style mustard.
Oh, the real yellow one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get obsessive. And for about, I'll go and buy the packet of Frankfurters, like 10 sausages in it. I'll eat two of them at a time.
Ooh.
And I'll be having them for a couple of weeks.
Double barreled hot dog.
Yeah, and that'll go on for a few weeks then until I hot dog myself out of it. Similarly with curry flavour McDonald's super noodles. I'll get a goo on me for them. Mm-hmm. A goo. We never in the west of Ireland we never use the expression goo. I've got a longing on, you know, you get a longing on you. A goo. Is a goo a Dublin thing? I've got a goo on me for a few pints now.
Joanne is in Limerick. She says, what's a goo?
A goo is a longing. It's sort of like an obsessive sort of like, and it's not a regular, it's like you don't get a goo for toast because you have toast most more. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't have a goo on me for a cup of tea because, like, you'd usually have a cup of tea. Mm. It's not a thing you regularly have, but it's like, oh, that thing that I don't usually have, and then I want it. I've got to have it.
Joanna spelt it G-U-E. Now, I believe the goo is
G-O-O, yeah. G-O-O, yeah.
I mean, exactly.
The dictionary definition is G-O-O. McDonald's super noodles, hot dogs, and then, yeah, my other goo is occasionally an apple tart. Oh, toasted sandwiches.
Oh yeah. Yeah!
Dig out the sandwich, the toasted sandwich maker from the back of the press.
Oh yeah! The sealed edges.
Oh, crusty, crusty cheese bits from 1985. Mm,
still good.
They're still good.
Yeah. Flavor.
They can't harm you. Once you get that toasted sandwich maker out of the back of the press, you'll get a good 6 weeks of toasted ham and cheese sandwiches until one day you wake up and you're like, "Oh God, I couldn't eat it. Put that away. I can't go near it again." And similarly, apple tart. Yesterday, I got dressed. I put on a pair of jeans. I was in my trackies. Put on a pair of jeans. Went off to Tesco's and bought a large Tesco Finest apple tart.
Oh, yeah.
And a tub of their ready-made custard. Oh, you know the custard?
Yeah. Did you likely heat that in the microwave?
I drowned it in the custard. It was soup. With a lump of apple tart in the middle of it. And then when I woke up this morning, guys, there was half an apple tart there. And now there's a half an apple tart in me. It's the goo. It's the goo. Right, let's do the roll call after this. 0874 100 102. Little mixer today, FM. Little mix of Black Magic. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. Ray Foley back in the afternoons. Oh, I gotta say, it's good to be home. This is a roll call. Ray's here, JP's there. Orla Ormond. Ray, we're heading towards your 1 year anniversary. You as a presenter, me as a listener. After a year, they're supposed to give you, quote, paper. Oh, the anniversary. Oh, so it's a paper anniversary.
Right.
So 1 year is paper, 2 years, what, cotton or something like that, and so on and so forth. After a year, they're supposed to give you paper, so maybe it'll be a contract. Love the show from Lawrence. Cheers, Lawrence. What are we, day 194 now of the soft launch? And anything from...
No.
Nothing?
No.
I suppose at this stage, we probably just...
They would have said something.
We should stop asking.
Yeah.
And then they just leave us on. On show, guys, this has been bugging me since the weekend. Are we now saying that Beyonce is the greatest female artist of all time since she broke the Grammys record?
Yes.
Yeah, well, in terms of Grammys, we'd say that, yeah.
I'd go beyond the Grammys,
I don't like any of Beyonce's new stuff. I don't like any of the new stuff.
There are more categories and awards for her to win now because they've created new categories. So she's always going to win the artist
Beyonce award.
Best called Beyonce award.
Yeah, yeah.
She's going to win that
every
year.
There's so many categories.
You know what I mean?
Did you hear that category... where So, sorry, hang on. This is Aoife in Athlone asking this question. What about Aretha Franklin? What about Mariah? What about Barbara Streisand? Well, Aoife, your answer, if we're basing on Grammys, none of those have won as many as Beyonce has. So get out. Did you see the thing? They have a... Do they have a category for music in a video game?
Quite possibly, ooh, yeah.
They've got so many categories, like... Mm-hmm. They've got, like... Music in the background of winning streak on a Saturday night. They've got music for talking over on the radio at 23 minutes past 2 of a Tuesday afternoon at the bank holiday. And this is it! This is the winner!
Oh my God, well done!
So this is Assassin's Creed Valhalla won an award. Did you see this?
Right.
See this?
I didn't. I just saw Beyonce.
I'll go get it. Hang on. Please bear with me. Yeah, Assassin's Creed Valhalla won the award. I'm guessing it's the award for best music in a video game, yeah?
Right.
Video game score or something.
Something like that. Have a listen. Here's your man announcing the winner for Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
Okay.
You know, familiar with the game?
I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah, it's a great game.
Vikings and whatnot.
Valhalla.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's because Valhalla is a reference to the heaven that the Vikings go to.
I'm with you.
Say the word.
Valhalla.
Have a listen.
And the Grammy goes to... Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
Valhalla. Valhalla.
Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
Well done to everyone involved in the production of Assassin's Creed Valhalla. Valhalla. All right, loads of people texting on Goos, actually. Your Goo text coming up after Coldplay, Viva La Vida, today FM. Coldplay, Viva La Vida, this is today FM. 0874 100 102. The Goo and Me for apple tarts. Bought an apple tart. I, in the last 24 hours, have eaten a full large apple tart. I'm mostly apple tart. If you cut me, I bleed apple tart. I'm asking, where's the word goo come from? I've a goo on me. I've a goo on me for a couple of pints now. I've a goo on me for a bag of salt and vinegar. Tato salt and vinegar flavour. Not cheese and onion.
Oh, right.
I've a goo on me for salt and vinegar.
Oh. Okay.
The random goos people get, and where does the expression goo come from? Linda's over there, Linda.
Goo for a desire, but a goo is an electricity.
Sorry, why? I missed the beginning bit there.
Goo for a
desire. Sorry, I missed that. Let's go from the explanation. What do you mean?
Goo is an electricity tax, type of electricity tax, from a Donegal perspective.
So what?
Electricity?
Electricity text is what I heard.
An electricity text?
Goo is an electricity tax. Goo is an electricity text.
An electricity text.
Goo is an electricity text, type of electricity text, from a Donegal perspective. My Donegal mother would say, I have a want on me. When she's craving something, but she doesn't quite know what it is. She has a want on her. I have a want on me. Love the show.
Hey! I have a want on me. I have a longing on me. I have a goo on me. Oh, man, I have a goo on me. Toasted sandwich with loads of mustard, ham and cheese. Loads of cheese. Cheddar cheese.
Are you buttering that bread on the outside?
On the outside, it gets crusty. Oh, yeah. Do you know what's great, actually? A little bit of mayonnaise on the outside.
On the outside?
Yeah. Oh. I saw it on Instagram and I tried it, and do you know what? Mm-hmm. It was goddamn amazing. Dan's over there. Say hello to Dan.
Hello, Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Well, let's get a random goo for a can of Lucozade. Not a bottle. Has to be a can.
A can of Lucozade.
Love the show.
Hey, hey, cheers, Daniel. Any more over there, actually? 0874 100102. W's over there. W? Hello?
Cheers, lads. Paddy here.
Hi, Paddy.
I have the goo on me now.
Paddy W, is
Paddy
it?
Paddy W, I just
lads, Paddy here. I have the goo on me now for a triple cheeseburger on McDonald's.
A triple cheeseburger? Mm. I didn't know such a thing existed in McDonald's. But now I've got a similar goo.
If that much of a goo on me, I'd probably just get totem. Love the show, lads.
Do you know what? What about the McDonald's apple pie?
Oh.
I put it in your head now. I stop off in Supermax for a curry chip as well while you're at it. I'm giving everyone the goo this afternoon. Stay here, I'm playing some Katy Perry. Next.
The last word with
the Arctic Monkeys. And I bet you look good on the dance floor today FM playing the music you love. Do you think I can get away with being like a sports DJ? I think I would be like a sports DJ. It's like, you know,
can I hear an example of
smart-ass sports DJs on News Talk.
careful now.
I,
was there,
I can't do the voice. The rugby and the kick and the balls and the...
There's a lack of conviction in what you're doing, Ray.
And the... You know, we need to talk about women in sport.
That's more like it, yeah.
And when you... injury doubts. Injury doubts.
Okay, yeah,
talk to me about those injury doubts.
Concussion protocols, right? Concussion protocols, yeah.
Big time. Mean, the state of the game. Uh-huh. I think I'd be a brilliant... I would be an...
Kid, you've got it. You're
I would
hired.
Be an unbelievable... I would be an unbelievable... Off the ball... Weeknights. Mm.
You're the sports presenter the country didn't know it needed, right?
Take me off the bench! Sure, I'm available.
I tell you, I heard Marty Marcy at the weekend. And you're not far off.
Just give me a shot.
You're not far off.
Arctic Monkeys, bet you look good on the dance floor. Today FM Rocks is live. Back-to-back rock tunes, 24 hours a day. Download the Today FM app and then swipe over to Today FM Rocks and turn on Ed from 10 o'clock tonight. Today FM Rocks on the FM band from 10 p.m.
Do you know, we all share the same work phone. So sometimes I'll go into the work phone in the morning in Today FM.
Right.
And I'll check back the messages just across the day. And I love Ed Smith.
It's kind of creepy. It's kind of creepy. It's somewhat creepy. So me and Ed Smith, the most loved DJs.
Sure, let's go with that, yeah.
We're talking about goos. When you get a goo on you, mine has been apple tart for the last few days. Next week it could be hot dogs or McDonald's curry flavour super noodles or toasted ham and cheese sandwiches. Never a salad. Never a salad.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's a head scratcher, isn't it?
You might have a salad on the side, though.
Linda texted from Dublin. She says, coffee slices from the bakery in Super Value. Oh. I'd wake in the night thinking of those. Ray, my goo is cottage cheese, banana and walnut. What? My housemates think I'm vile. Helen, they're right. you are. Cottage cheese, banana and walnut. Helen, are you okay? When I was a young fella, give us a goo at that meant, can I have a look at that? In Navan, anyway. Yes, well, the goo, give us a goo, like, give us a look. Absolutely, that works as well. But when you have a goo on you, it means you want something. You want to.
Ray Foley.
I have a goo on me for a couple of pints. Do you know that kind of way? I have a goo on me for a pint and a packet of bacon fries. Do you know that kind of a way? Once again, that's no way to talk of a Tuesday. We've got Black Eyed Peas on the way now.
Dermot and Dave.
Each Tuesday, it's time.
That is great. You're all Irish Track of the Week this week. Liliana and Waste of Time. She's a 17-year-old singer-songwriter from Dublin, JP.
Right.
She's studying law at Trinity College.
Get out.
What's she do wasting her time with music then? Why are you trying to get a play on Today FM? Well, you're going to be owning us all in a couple of years. Mm. You're going to be suing us into hell and back. Studying law. You can follow her at Liliana Pinheiro. I can't pronounce
it. Pinheiro.
Pinheiro. Pinheiro.
Could you spell that for me, Ray?
Liliana Pinheiro music for updates. That's your All Irish Track of the Week. Text 0874 100102. What's the total on the cash machine? It's 75 grand. Is it 75? No, it's not 75.
Is it? Yes.
75 grand on the cash machine. But, and it's a big but, it's not happening today. So don't get too excited. It's happening on Friday. The phone call happened on Friday. So you can text in at any stage. Okay. 75 grand on the cash machine. But it's not at 3:30 today. So relax. Relaxo the caxo. Stay here. I play Pharrell and you too. Next.
So I'm in my 20s.
Pharrell Williams and Happy. This is Today FM. Play the music you love. I was going to say good morning. Good afternoon. Oh, it's great to have Ian back actually in the morning. It's the Easy FC Breakfast Show from 6 o'clock tomorrow morning right here on Today FM. We were filling in last week and I'm still not over it. I'm still waking up at 5 o'clock.
I don't think the country is either.
So what's that supposed to mean? Sorry, what?
Just great to have Ian back.
That kind of feedback. What do you follow on Facebook or Instagram? What do you follow? I follow lots of dogs on Instagram. Lots of huskies, lots of dogs, lots of cats, ducks. Goats, generally animals. I follow this good news movement. Are you familiar with them?
I've heard of them, yeah.
So it's like a happy good news story every day, which is nice. It's nice to kind of read that, kind of when in a world filled with like thousands of people dying in earthquakes and murders happening all over the place. It's nice to get a little bit of good news, a little bit of glimmer of light in your day. I follow another, it's like a sciencey, amazing science thing. I saw this over the weekend. This... This is amazing. Now, I've seen these on water. This is a jetpack.
Right.
That is strapped to someone's back. This isn't in water, though. This is in land.
I think I've seen the water ones where, doesn't it look like there's a hose connected?
Yeah.
So it's almost, it's in the water driving them upwards.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And it's good. So what it's, what that, what the water ones do is they burst out the water underneath and that propels the person, the human, the jetpack man, up into the air, and they sort of fly around. They do a kind of a display or a kind of a performance for people. All very impressive. Like at air shows type of thing, but on water. This one is on land. A jetpack. And it's over in England where they're using it for paramedic rescues up mountains.
Ooh.
This is you should see the video for this. It is unbelievable.
The future is now.
It's like Iron Man.
Right, okay.
And it moves incredibly fast. These jetpacks, they're going to significantly reduce the amount of time it takes to reach a patient on the up a mountain, they're saying. UK-based renewable energy firm Orsted and the Great North Air Ambulance Service and Gravity Industries are testing the viability of jet suits for paramedics. But they've already been... Let me call my jet suit guy.
You've got one. Okay.
Let me call my jetpack guy. One second. Hang on, please hold. Just punching in my digits here. It's ringing anyway. These are the people that are going to be doing the jetpacks.
The jetpackers.
It's ringing.
It's ringing, Jeff.
Yeah, okay, mate. Right. Thanks, Andy.
Hello?
Hey, Paul, bye.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, mate. How's it going?
Hello, is that Andy?
Yeah, it is. How are you doing?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Andy Mawson, Director of Operations of the Great North Air Ambulance Service.
What a lovely welcome.
You're on the radio. Do not swear under any circumstances. Do not swear at us.
I will do my very best.
I don't need any bad language. I saw this video, Andy, over the weekend was it you in a jetpack? Do you do it, the jetpacking?
It depends which video you're referring to.
Right.
But we've got three of our paramedics have done some training. One of them, one of the guys particularly has taken to it really well, but I suspect if it was a gravity video, it might well have been the chief executive and the founder, Richard Browning,
okay,
who was doing some demo flights. But we are certainly looking at it as an option to solve one of the problems that we've got in the Lake District, which is remote access.
So the idea then is that it's a single individual. It's not like you can carry, like you can go to a person who's injured themselves in the wilderness and carry them back. That's not the case. It's to go and bring them medical attention.
Without a doubt. So it's like, you know, it's like the bicycle paramedics in London. The reason that the cycle response unit works so well in London is because it's the right vehicle to get through busy streets. And that bicycle doesn't carry patients. All it does is carry a single highly trained medic that can assess, stabilise, treat, and either escalate the task or de-escalate the task, depending on what it is. And one of the fundamental issues that we have in the Lake District is information.
Yeah.
So, you know, there are some very clear-cut jobs that we will send our aircraft out to. You know, if somebody falls from, like, stride and edge or whatever, you know, we know that that person's going to be seriously injured. But there's a huge number of cases where we're not sure what's going on. You know, somebody might have a little bit of breathlessness or, you know, pain in their arm. Now, that might just be because they've been carrying a rucksack, or they might be having a massive heart attack. You know, so
you need to get someone to them. Have you tried it? Have you been in a jetpack or in a jet suit?
Yeah. So
is it not terrifying? Like, these videos are insane. How fast did they go?
Completely. No, I did. To be honest, you do quite a structured sort of training program on the rope, and then I did do an untethered flight. However, like, I've watched the video back. It was pretty uninspiring, if I'm honest. It wasn't the greatest feat of, human kind of prowess. But as I say, one of the guys is doing really well with it. And I think, you know, it's on the bit of an edge of a technological and transport revolution at the minute.
Yeah.
And there's some emerging technology that could be that really could be put to the use of saving lives, especially in these kind of remote environments. Now, obviously, one of the ways that we would operate the jet suit would be in a vehicle. So you'd almost launch out the back of a car and do like a short blue light run to the bottom of the fell. But there is other technology that may negate that, even, you know, with longer range and capabilities. So hopefully it's quite an exciting journey, and we'd love, you know, your listeners and different communities that we don't usually engage with to kind of follow our journey.
It's absolutely incredible. So the testing was last year. Is it going to go? Is it confirmed you're going to actually be using them this year, or is it still a bit of a way off?
So, well, it's a difficult one, really. I think what we didn't use is any charity money. So we spent a bit of time with the project looking for a partner.
Okay.
And we've partnered with a company called Ørsted, who are a Danish renewable energy company. And they're really interested in it as well, to see whether they can move technicians or medics around offshore facilities.
All right, okay.
So there's kind of two streams to this now. And in terms of what I think we want to carry on doing is appraising what's going to work for us, because one of the beauties of it, I'm not sure which video you saw as well, is that we can operate this technology in weather that helicopters wouldn't. So like in low visibility conditions. And safety is paramount in all of it as well.
Yeah.
So what we want to be able to do as well, with the jet suit, so Richard and his team fly it incredibly, and it's amazing to watch.
Okay.
But one of the questions that we need to answer is, what does safety look like for a commercial organisation or for us? Do you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
What does it mean
to make sure
everyone's
safe, and you don't want a second incident or a second person injured? So when can I get one?
It depends. It depends kind of. It depends how well healed you are, if I may.
I tell you what. The best thing for me to do is to come visit the beautiful Lake District during the summer.
Oh, would you?
Injure
Sprain
myself.
An ankle.
It's my quickest way out.
One of us will land gracefully next to you, making a huge amount of noise. And
Andy, thank you so much for taking the call this afternoon. The website and for donations, and you can watch it's incredible, these videos. GraceNorthAirAmbulance.co.uk is the website. Andy, thanks so much for taking the call this afternoon.
God bless you all. Thank you.
Much obliged. Cheers, man. All the best. Pink, Never Gonna Not Dance Again. This is Today FM. If someone told me that the Sam Fender, 17. Just numbers. I've always been terrible with numbers. I've got like a mental block. 17 going under. Today FM playing the music you love. It's Tuesday. Good afternoon. Ray Foley's my name. There's JP.
Hi.
JP Jetpacks. That's what we should call you. We should get you a jetpack. We're talking to Andy over in the Lake District over in England there. And they're using jetpacks to send paramedics to attend to people that may have been injured. This is the Great North Air Ambulance Service. These things are unbelievable. To all intents and purposes,
you weren't far wrong with the Iron Man comparison. Yeah. I've watched the video since. Amazing.
Because the turbines. They're like jet boosters or little.
I think they are turbines, right? I think they're called turbines.
But it's like a jet one, but it's small and on your hand.
Not a huge one, like what you find in a plane. Yeah, that's how it works in a human. Yeah. How about that?
But it's on their hands. So it's on each of their hands and on their back. So they, I don't know, fire this bad boy up with all of their bandages and their periscopes in the backpack, and injections and adrenaline, whatever. And off they fly up the mountain to go and attend to people. It gets up to 85 miles an hour. Oof, I don't know, what's about 100 kilometres, is it?
Fast.
That's my bad maths for you. There's five turbines, and it weighs about 4.5 stone on your back, but sure, it carries you. It's absolutely incredible. Greg says, pretty reassuring to see your rescuer coming for you with a jetpack. Actual superhero coming to your aid, from Greg. Do you know what would be cool, Greg, as well, if they painted, you know, the battery that that Tony Stark has in the middle of his chest?
The nuclear reactor.
If they just put that in there, yeah. Jetpacks all sound great in theory, Ray, till you set fire to half the hillside on the way up the mountain to the injured party. That's actually a fair point. I mean, what is the risk? I'm sure they factored that in, though. I'm sure the technology.
Is there fire coming out of these things?
Well, it's a jet, so like there's a blast of enough sufficient to lift a human man. That's the other thing as well. You'd be kind of like, if you were on the team of power, like if I was if If I was on the team of paramedics.
They're going down the line of the list.
Who will we send? So now, Ray, you might stay back in the office.
Ray Foley.
Ed says, yeah, could be a fire risk. He's in Kilkenny, that's probably worth considering. And Paul says, imagine Eamon... imagine Eamon Ryan having an absolute canary if the National Ambulance Service started mentioning jetpacks on air, lads. From Paul, yeah, well, do you know what? Give them a jetpack and a bike each, and I'm sure it all balances out. Stay here, we got Snoop Dogg and Justin.
Love next. Rock music, Today FM has you sorted.
David Guetta, if you really love me, this is Today FM. Come on. It's a special one for the short week. That's it. Let's
go.
Cash machine.
Yeah, there's no call today. Oh, yeah, that's
all right.
Disappointing, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's a real letdown.
Because like the music came in there and it's like high energy, and I thought, oh, this is exciting.
It really takes kind of the positive point of our show. I mean, there's nothing to look forward to now.
The like couple of minutes that Barry Dunn does is quite good on the show.
It makes up for all of the several minutes that we do.
Yeah.
Disappointment. That's all I can say. But that's all going to change. Friday afternoon, between 3 and 4, someone is guaranteed to win 75,000 euro. So it's not a daily call this week. There's one call happening for the week, and it's happening Friday afternoon between 3 and 4.
I have a question. Let's say you're lucky enough to get a call from Barry on Friday, and he asks you the total. What do you say?
You say 75,000 euro.
Yeah, but do you I know, but do you say 75,000 euro and no sense?
No, I tell you, you have no sense.
Is it implied that there are no sense if you say... Because you're always very big on the say the exact amount.
75,000.
I tell you, they'd be doing you dirty now if you didn't. If they said, well, you didn't say 0 cents.
Oh, I'm sorry, you didn't say 0 cents.
Will you do me a favour, though? If you enter and Barry calls you, will you just say it to be safe?
Oh my God.
Just say it to be safe.
Because you'd be worried. 75,000 euro and 0 cents. Sam Smith on Today FM. That's a new song. It's a bit of a bop, isn't it, as the kids might say?
A bit like George Michael, yeah.
I'm not here to make friends is the name of the song by Sam Smith that I just played. Today FM, a very good afternoon to you. We play the music you love. Well, Sam Smith at the Grammys over the weekend, actually. Wasn't it Grammys on Sunday night? Grammys, Sam Smith. Did he attend? I think he did.
I would have thought he did, yeah.
Did he win? Did he win?
I'd imagine he must have been in the running.
For something. He was nominated. He won Pop Duo / Group Performance for Unholy. Winner. He won that. And past nominations, yeah. So fair play to him. He showed up at the Grammys doing very, very well for himself. I know someone who wasn't there, actually.
Oh.
And a winner, Michael Bublé, won. But he was gigging in, I think, Spain on the night. So he didn't attend. Did you know that Michael Bublé, he's put on a bit of weight, Michael?
Has he?
Yeah. And he's got a bit of a beard. He's a bit fluffy.
Disguise it.
Yeah, so he's got a double chin fluff. Shout out to the person on my direct messages on my Insta who congratulated me on the...
Wow!
How dare you? This is Today FM.
I miss you, pushing me
through. Sarah Larson in the Room of My Life. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Sam Smith, of course, they, them.
Of course.
And of course, I dropped several he's in my discussions there. It's just a reflexive, and honestly, I've spoken about this before, with the best will in the world, I am going to make mistakes. And I do genuinely have the best will in the world. I just need to be smacked every time Sam Smith is played.
Oh, I could definitely help you there.
But please, just give me a smack or a reminder or a little, or they/them on the text, just to remind me to get it right. And then eventually... I won't have to think about it, but until I actually get the message, and I think an awful lot of people are in the same boat, like genuinely with the best will in the world, and don't have any intention of offending. Sharon's over there this afternoon.
Heard. Yeah. Sam Smith isn't a he.
Yes.
Sam Smith is a they.
Yeah, like I say, with the best will in the world, I got it wrong.
Sam goes by the pronouns they, them.
Ray Foley.
Well, congratulations to they, them on their Grammy win over the weekend. I think I'm covered there. Right, Dua Lipa on the way next. Stick around.
I'll be waiting.
That's Keane Ducrow, and I'll be waiting. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. Well, good afternoon to you, Ray Foley. Back in the hot seat. Back in the afternoons. JP's over there.
Hi.
Good day. Oof. The Grammys over the weekend. Were you watching the Grammys? Did you enjoy them?
Saw bits on social, Ray.
I was... my favourite bit on social was the win for... I'm guessing the soundtrack for Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
Yeah.
Which I played earlier on. I think that... I'm guessing, like, there's a category for scoring video games or popular culture music and, you know, things that aren't albums or CDs or whatever. And Assassin's Creed Valhalla was the ultimate winner of the Grammy. Valhalla.
And the Grammy goes to...
Spoiler alert.
Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
See, I think maybe he was put off by the background music kicking in as loudly as it did.
Valhalla. No, he'd said it before the music came in. Here.
Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
Valhalla. Or maybe it was just misspelled on the card. Who knows? Poor kid. I see this thing about Jenna Ortega. She's being praised for correctly pronouncing Rihanna's name. I saw this on an article that said, it turns out we've been mispronouncing Rihanna's name all along.
Okay.
And Jenna Ortega, she plays Wednesday Addams in the Wednesday TV series on Netflix.
Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, here we go.
He used to say Rihanna. Hang on. Is he on the money? Seacrest out.
Do I have a Seacrest? Oh, hang on, please hold. Seacrest, I don't think I do. I think I do, hang on.
Hang about.
Here we go.
It is Ryan Seacrest with you at 98 FM.
From Hollywood to you. You're on air with Ryan Seacrest.
When we were on 98 FM, we used to take the mick out of Ryan Seacrest and the way he would say, Rihanna.
All right, Rihanna gets censored in the sleaze. Ellen.
There it is, Rihanna.
All right, Rihanna gets censored in
the... Rihanna. Never saw him at the Christmas party, Seacrest. He never showed up. He was always so up himself, though. It was ridiculous.
He'd always show up for the €250 voucher, though, at the end of the year.
His name was always in the draw. I got him 1 year on Chris Kindle.
Did you?
Yeah, actually, you don't know. What did he get you?
What did he get you?
Ryan Seacrest.
A bubble bath set, was it?
Absolutely.
Some soaps.
It was ridiculous. So, Rihanna, we've been saying her name wrong all along. Jenna Ortega being praised for correctly pronouncing Rihanna. How do you think if you pronounce Rihanna correctly?
Rihanna.
Have a listen.
Hey, everyone.
Hey, Jenna.
I'm going to get to original song in a minute. We've got artists like Taylor Swift and Rihanna competing for that award.
So, they whooped her because she said it correctly.
We've got artists like Taylor Swift and Rihanna competing for that award.
Rihanna.
Like rhymes with Sienna. Rihanna.
We've got artists like Taylor Swift and Rihanna competing for that award.
I think this is her American accent. She's saying Rihanna like the rest of us. Rihanna.
We've got artists like Taylor Swift and Rihanna competing for that award. I know. I'm very excited.
She's very excited. So, you pronounce Rihanna. And you pronounce Valhalla.
Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
Valhalla. Now you've learned something. This is Today FM.
Look,
if you had
one shot, one opportunity.
Bob Sinclair, Love Generation, Today FM, playing the music you love. This is Jenna Ortega correctly being praised for correctly pronouncing Rihanna's name at the Grammys the other night.
We've got artists like Taylor Swift and Rihanna competing for that award.
Rihanna. So we've been saying it right all along. But you brought up Ryan Seacrest, yeah. our former colleague Ryan Seacrest, who says Rihanna in a very different pronunciation.
That is brand new Rihanna.
I found them, and there's six different ones here.
No. Shame on you, Ryan Seacrest.
Rihanna. It's not Rihanna. It's Rihanna. Rihanna. The way Irish people say Rihanna.
New Rihanna there. We just
Rihanna.
Got.
No, it's Rihanna, Ryan.
That is a brand new track from Rihanna.
No, Rihanna.
Now, Rihanna.
No, not now, Rihanna.
Rihanna.
No.
Rihanna.
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 Oh, you just did your last cause, lad. You're an absolute, you're a messer. No,
Rihanna.
No, Rihanna. I can go on more if it's going to go.
Rihanna right
now. No, it's not Rihanna. You say tomato, I say tomato. Let's call the whole thing off.
That is a brand new track from Rihanna.
So much you didn't get to do on the show today.
No.
We didn't get to do Sam Blacksmith.
Yeah.
Where Sam Smith tells us they're moving into the horseshoeing business.
Of course. Yeah.
We didn't get to do Sam Granny Smith. Where Sam Smith tells us they'd take a Granny Smith over a Gala apple any day of the week. Yeah. Oh, be very careful.
You're playing a blinder, right?
And Sam Smith's toy superstore, where Sam Smith tells us that they are moving into the toy retail business in Sam Smith's toy superstore.
Hello. Albert Clare.
Great news.
Yes.
Matt Cooper is on the way next.
Have a great evening.
At Ulster Bank, our team is...